Welcome to the Clydesdale Media Weight Loss Journey, where Scott does his weekly check-in with nutrition coach Cheryl Masso every week live on our YouTube channel. Make sure you like and subscribe and hit that notifier so you'll first know when new episodes come out. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show. What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Clydesdale Media Weight Loss Journey. My name's Scott. Her name's Cheryl. We hang out together every Tuesday afternoon. And excited to see her. So here we are.
Yeah. How's it going?
Just got to have a stupid meeting, as everybody's talking about in the comments.
I did. Well, that's because they were asking where you were. I'm like, he's probably stuck in his stupid meeting.
So if you look at the start time, I start it now at 4:05.
Yeah.
To give myself a couple minutes to get out of that meeting and get down here. The guy who leads that meeting loves his job, which I'm happy for him. And he loses track of time every single week.
So probably going to start putting like a 10-minute countdown. Last 10 minutes.
Well, so what's funny is like the executives at the state had to go back in office this week. And they all wanted to beat traffic. So at 4:00, they all were like, we're leaving because we want to beat traffic out of downtown.
Yeah.
And the meeting came to an abrupt end.
I gotcha.
But well, I had to grab some Welch's fruit snacks before I came down.
Well, I'm liking the glasses. Those are new?
Since Wednesday. Yep.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're seeing a whole new world?
So my eyesight's not terrible, but it did kind of crisp everything up.
Yeah.
If I can figure them out, they're transition lenses. Mm-hmm. So for us old people, that's like five different lenses up and down the lens. So like I have readers at the bottom, far distance at the top, and then everything kind of in between or in stages. So I'll be looking and I have to kind of move my head to find the right lens.
That's interesting.
That distance.
I haven't had an eye exam done in a long time, and I'm kind of worried that if I go get one, that they'd be like, you're like half blind, and that like, I haven't been seeing right. Because like one of my last tests where you go to get your driver's license renewed and they make you do that where you close one eye, I remembered having a hard time like seeing, and I'm like, oh shit, I can't fail this test. But I'm like, I should probably get my eyes checked. But
so the cool thing was, it's only been a year since I got mine. But because of everything that happened, it was directed by my doctor to have this eye test done.
Yeah, good.
The technology had come in so far. Like the one thing that always freaked me out is when they brought the blue light right into your pupil and like they actually go in it. Oh. They don't do that anymore. They actually have technology that can take pictures of the back of your eyeball.
That's crazy.
Without any invasive thing.
I just feel like, I don't want to go on, we're on a nutrition topic today, but like eye surgery, I think just sounds like the most scary thing ever. Like just how technical the eye is, like just it's insane what doctors can do. But we'll, anyways, just something I just was thinking about every time about eyes. But so let's fill the audience in a little bit. We are kind of increasing accountability a little bit / support. So knowing how
communication,
accountability, support, communication, a little bit of everything, knowing kind of how things were going in towards the end of last year, we kind of decided you and I, we're going to have essentially two check-ins, right? So you and I are going to be touching base, and we're also going to be having this check-in as well. And we're going to be kind of filling in the audience on maybe some things that we've discussed or goals we've set in our check-ins together, and then also kind of just chit-chatting about things that have changed since then and all that kinds of stuff. So just wanted to kind of put that out there. So I know that this past weekend you had...
Before we get into that, I want to explain like...
Yeah.
Like I was all for like putting myself out there and doing these check-ins on live on YouTube, and I'm still willing to do all that. But in the process, I lost some intimacy with my coach.
I agree.
And like... to get some intimate feedback and tell her when I'm hurting, tell her when I'm that maybe I wasn't sharing as much online as I was when we were just privately talking. Because some of the stuff is beyond nutrition. Some of it's like, I'm just in a bad headspace and I needed her, my friend, to talk to and talk through that. And I lost that along the way.
I wanted to say right now, thank you for describing that and explaining that, because that was much better than me trying to explain it. So I would much rather put it out there. And I agree 100% that I think that we all, myself included, you know, like what you're doing is a very brave thing. You know, you're putting yourself out there for everybody, and it's not easy to be like that. So I think it's important to have some level of intimacy and privacy.
And there are parts of this journey that need to be mine again.
Yeah. Right.
And a lot of times I would put it out there, and I love the feedback in the chat. I love it. But sometimes I need to talk to my coach about what I need and what is best for me. And so we're going to do these check-ins privately, then come on and discuss how it all went. And I'll be as transparent as I can be about that, but we're going to have our discussion about it first.
Yes. Yeah.
So to make sure we have a good, clear plan.
Right. So last check-in, just to kind of, and I do have my notes filled up. Main thing was you definitely were getting some more hunger. And I knew that this weekend you were going into a very active weekend. So main goal for you was just kind of having a plan for those busy days. You know, I kind of encourage you to possibly eat your normal breakfast, having something light throughout the day, protein focused, because you probably weren't going to want to stop working and that you were going to probably work most of the day, and then making sure that you're having a dinner. And then other main goal was getting back to daily weigh-ins and updating that for me, and then keep crushing it in the gym and your sets. Those are the main things that I talked about. So how do you feel like you did over the weekend with the busy project? Well, first off, let's fill everybody in on the weekend project and how you did.
So we've known that we needed to take the deck off of our house for probably a year. it was here when we bought the house, and we've lived here over 20 years. We did resurface it about halfway through that, but the boards were starting to get holes in them. And then as we looked at it more closely, we have some trees at the end of the one side, and though that area was rotting pretty bad, and we knew we had to get it down or someone was going to get hurt. So 2 weeks ago, I called for a dumpster. This is when they could be there. And I knew I had to get it down and get it in a dumpster and taken away. So I thought it was going to be pretty quick, but it was a 15 by 20 deck with an add-on stairs and ramp. And we started at it. It was just me and my mom Friday was just me. My wife's knees are in such bad shape. It was just me prepping everything, getting everything off the deck, throwing I could in the dumpster from the deck, all of that stuff. Then Saturday I got up, and it was just me and my mom for a couple hours working at it. And I just had her like using the screw gun, trying to unscrew as much as she could. And I was sawing through as much as I could. It was not moving as fast as I thought it was going to move. My buddy came over with a chainsaw. He was there for a couple hours. It was beating up his chainsaw, this wood, and the nails and everything. He had to sharpen it like 3 or 4 times in what we're doing, and it wasn't getting us anywhere. Then my nephew showed up for a couple hours, and he was unscrewing boards, and then him and his wife were carrying them to the dumpster. But and then they had to leave. And so then I worked another couple hours into Saturday night. And then on Sunday, it was all me to finish it up. And I put in probably 4 or 5 hours.
Wow.
To finish that up. So it was a lot of work this weekend. The cool thing, though, is my heartbeat average lowered the 3 days I worked.
Yeah.
So it was helping my fitness every day to do that. And the last day I was doing a lot of trekking from the backyard to the driveway to throw in the dumpster. And it got so full, we had to shut the door and chuck it up over the top so it wouldn't slide out the back. And so I was throwing odd objects one after another into this dumpster.
That's awesome. Getting ready for the CrossFit Games.
There we go. The day of Sunday, everything hurt. Everything hurt that day. Yesterday, I woke up, hamstrings, butt, back. Today, all of that's good, and it's just forearms, grip, and calves.
So you had a whole body workout this weekend.
Yeah, but I was surprised how quickly my hamstrings and my glutes and my back recovered.
Good. Good. How did you sleep?
Like a rock. Mm-hmm. Up to my alarm both yesterday and this morning. And I haven't done that in over a year.
I wish. I haven't set an alarm in, I couldn't even tell you how many years. I haven't had to set an alarm. Just, I wouldn't even know what that would feel like to oversleep.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. So, I mean, how did you handle the nutrition stuff? I'm kind of looking at things now. I mean, I know your calories were a little bit lower. So
Saturday got away from me. I didn't get breakfast and I ate an apple.
Yeah.
And then I stopped and I fed everybody that was there because everybody kind of came in that 10 to 2 window.
Yeah.
And I made sure I fed them. And I smoked chicken wings and they devoured those. I had a couple. And then that evening, I think I ate pretty good.
So you had sausage and peppers.
Yeah. My wife made that dinner. It was really good.
Yeah. You didn't have any carbs with it? Just the meat and the vegetables?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like a bowl.
Everything looked pretty good. Looks like Sunday was kind of a weird day as well, just obviously with you moving. So
it got really hot here Sunday.
Yeah.
So Saturday was like 60s. And then on Sunday was mid to upper 70s. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want anything hot. And so I saw that I haven't bought a smoothie in God knows how long. But Planet Smoothie had recovery drinks. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that sounds better than anything right now. Mm-hmm. So I got a pineapple recovery drink from Planet Smoothie.
Okay. I mean, this past weekend was kind of like mostly just kind of getting you through that big, you know, project. You know, I think at the end of the day, this weekend wasn't really so much about like your nutrition as much as it was you getting through that project. And then obviously this week, let's see how things are starting off. With you being so sore, did you go to the gym yesterday or today?
I did not go yesterday. I didn't go today, but I do have plans. The workout today is pretty easy. So I'm going to run through it tonight because it's still beautiful out.
Okay, good.
Mid upper 70s and after I get off here.
All right, cool. All right. So, looks like it's going to be weird. It sounds kind of weird, but I'm looking at your nutrition from yesterday. You logged 6 ounces of turkey sausage, and it's weird because it's only showing up as 4 grams of protein. Because I was taking a look at your protein from yesterday, and that just doesn't make any sense to me. So I think that might have just been something on the package might have been off, because that wouldn't make sense. There's no way that 6 ounces of turkey sausage is only 4 grams of protein. It's probably more like 28 to 35 grams of protein. So
I'll have to look at that. I didn't take it from the package because I don't have the barcode thing.
Yeah.
So I was just looking for something similar to that in the list.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I think that our main focus today is obviously you're feeling recovered. Sleep seems to be going well. How's the sinus stuff going?
So because I'm traveling this week, my dog is with my mom. Mm-hmm. And so we've cleaned out the whole house. The only time I get stuffed up is when someone mows their grass.
Yeah.
But I can handle that because it seems to go away once they're done.
Okay. All right.
But it's still way better than it's been.
All right. That's good. And that's been a good thing. And back is good. So, okay, let's talk about this week. You've got, you're traveling Thursday or Wednesday?
Thursday.
Okay. So I really want this week to be, what is your nutritional plan going into the weekend?
So I need to sit down and do that. It's been a busy couple days with work, but my wife and I talked about packing some food. We got a hotel with a refrigerator and a microwave.
Good.
So if we can do some food prep, we can have some stuff in the hotel.
Yeah. I think that even if you don't food prep, what I would recommend is you can go to a grocery store when you get there and get things that are easy enough that you don't have to prep. Because one of the things I will say is that this past weekend, you know, your protein intake was really low. And even though, you know, you're like, I want you thinking less about like, okay, like I just eat, like, let's just say for instance, you want to have a smoothie. Great. Like, how can we also add protein to that? Like last weekend was fine. But if this week you find that that stuff is happening, I still want to see you having that balance in your meals. That's for anybody. Like, okay, if I want to have that, there's not a whole bunch of protein there. How can I get protein? So maybe what you could do is pack protein powder, you know, pack a couple of protein snacks. And if you want to, like, I just don't know that you realistically are going to have time to meal prep before you get there. You know, like if anything, it might be a good idea for you to maybe see about, maybe there, is there a meal prep company near you that you can pick up a couple of meals from and just pack them to have with you so you don't have to worry about it?
So I know like our BJ's Wholesale Club has pre-made food, where I can look and see what they have.
Yeah, I think that that might be a better option for you. Or looking at what's near. I always look at, whenever I travel, I always look at what grocery store is near my hotel. And I make that like one of my stops on my way from the airport or wherever I'm traveling from to get whatever I need. And I kind of have, and I think that you should, you really need to develop this, is like when you're not traveling for pleasure, like you're not traveling because you're on a vacation, not a beach somewhere, you're traveling just to what I like to call get shit done. It's like, this is my go-to. I go and I get these things. And for me, I always get deli meat. Like I'm going to rely on deli meat for like sandwiches and salads. I'll typically cook. If I'm going to cook something, I'm going to cook something that just has to be sauteed in a pan, like ground turkey or ground beef or something. And I'll buy things like that, that don't require a whole bunch of, and I do frozen vegetables because I don't want to be spending a bunch of time cooking. I usually, when I'm traveling, I just don't want to be thinking about that kinds of stuff. You know, you want to be able to enjoy the experience. So yeah. I would say, look.
So I have deli meat on the list. And I was going to like salad kits, like Judy said.
Yep.
But I like the frozen vegetable idea because that's a quick microwave thing.
Just throw in the microwave and it's easy, you know? Yeah. That's usually what I stick to. And then, you know, if you guys go out to eat a couple of nights, you can still make that work for you. You're just, okay, where's my protein? And then, you know, where I'm getting my sides. It's like, if people realize, like last week I made a post in the Facebook group, you know, and I'm like, hey, this is a healthy meal. And I had like burger with sweet potatoes and broccoli and some avocado. I'm like, this is also a healthy meal. And I had two slices of pizza with a salad and I had shrimp on it. And they were almost calorically the exact same amount, but one was just because I wanted pizza. And I'm like, I had two slices of pizza and I had the salad to have my protein and my veggies with it. Like that's kind of what you can think about as well. So I want you to have a successful weekend this weekend. And success is like enjoying yourself, but like, I still got this under control. So it's, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know, I don't even, because nobody knows what the workouts are, I don't really even know what the schedule is, which makes it a little more up in the air. But I know like there's plenty of time to get it done.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a jam-packed weekend either.
It's only four workouts.
Yeah.
Maybe five. It's going to be four. It's probably going to be four workouts though. It's probably maybe going to be four and a something A or something like that, or a two-parter. You know, I just feel like they're keeping the semifinal or the quarterfinals somewhat lower. I think it's a little bit less because of the amount of people that are doing it. And for the affiliate owners, I think it's going to be pretty simple. So, you know, my guess is you're probably going to, I'm not sure if they're going to do them more than one time. But I mean, they get released tomorrow, so should probably do them what, Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, I know they're planning on doing one Thursday, mm-hmm. probably before I get there, and yeah. they're going to film them without me. And then I think like they're going to go through it pretty slow, like one a day.
Time, not me. I'm getting that shit done.
Yeah, I'm just telling you what they're talking about.
Yeah, I feel like the workouts aren't going to be that bad. I mean, I guess I'm just used to volume. So for me, it's going to be like, let me see the workout.
This is where it gets complicated this year. And I know this is a tangent.
Yeah.
Affiliates now have more members that have qualified.
Yep.
So like Jamie owns her gym.
Right.
More than just the elite have qualified now. So she has to worry about them as well as her.
Yeah. I gotcha.
And so I think that's why they're spreading it out a little more.
See, that's where I'm the opposite. I would say if it was me, I'd get my workouts done first. I'd say I would probably go Thursday and Saturday. And I would make Friday be a day where they're doing their thing. And then Sunday be the day where they're doing their thing. I'd probably open up the gym on Sunday and make it be like that, because that's what I would do. You know, so that's just how I kind of would roll if I was trying to qualify for that spot. And her gym would probably understand, hey, let me get it done first so that I'm not stressed. And then God forbid she has to redo it again. She's, you know, got time to redo it. But yeah, so I just want you feeling like you have a plan this week. You know, this way our next check-in, you're like, all right, this is what I did. And remember, the best plan is still going to get fucked up. For lack of better terms, it's okay. How can I make the best of the situation? You know, so how do you feel about going into the weekend? And you should feel like a little bit stressed about it. It's okay to say that.
I'm actually not stressed this time. Yeah. I think I'm going to have more time to be able to worry about me and not just what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I agree. I think that with that being said, I can relate to being like, I got all the time in the world. And then before you know it, I'm like, where'd all the time go? So just make it a point to either go to the store before you leave or when you get there, before you get into anything. So if you're going to the gym, first and foremost, I would definitely pack food for you for Thursday. I'd make sure that you have something to eat for dinner, something to eat, you know, that you can just throw in the microwave when you get there. You don't want to be thinking about cooking that day.
Yeah.
And when do you come home?
Sunday.
Okay. All right. So that's not too bad. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And yeah. And then probably leave mid afternoon Sunday.
Okay, cool. How many people are going to be doing it there? Are you going to watch the whole thing?
So we've been featuring the three athletes from different age groups. So we focus on them. And I think they have like seven others doing it.
Cool. Awesome.
And it's not a huge gym, so, you know, there's limited space.
Yeah. So you're going to do the workout at home today, correct?
Yep.
So you're going to
the gym tomorrow.
And then are you going to go on Thursday before you leave?
I won't have time.
Yeah.
I'm leaving pretty early.
Okay. All right. So you probably won't work out on Thursday. You're going to get a workout in while you're there? You're going to take a class?
Yeah. I'll work out at Jamie's gym.
You're going to take a class?
Either that or work out in the like an open gym at time.
Cool. Awesome. Is her gym open all day?
I don't really know. I know they have like some mid-afternoon stuff and evening stuff. And then like in between that is when they all work out.
I gotcha. How far drive is it for you?
I think it's a little over three hours.
Well, that's not too bad. It's not too bad at all. Gotcha. Are there any other athletes, I mean, besides the three you're featuring that are going to be there? Or is it just Jamie and those two?
Just the people from her gym.
Okay. I gotcha.
I know that like Corey, he's going to video his stuff. He's going to give me the link. I'm going to give him a link. We may talk to him this weekend too.
Oh, awesome. Really cool. Corey's in the age group qualifiers too?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Judy asked if you have to stop and eat on the road, what places will you try and find? So I always look for, if I'm looking for a restaurant, gonna be honest, I'll look for a chain like Chipotle, Chick-fil-A, if I can time it right and I can't find something like fast like that, I will look for like a grill house or something and order something to go. Like I'll look, usually if I'm traveling in a car for a while, I'll look for like a Chili's or an Outback or something. And I'll do like a call ahead order for like grilled chicken, veggies, and a potato. That's like best case scenario. But if it's just like I'm stopping fast, I will look for like a Chipotle. I really don't love Panera Bread, but I'll do Panera Bread if I have to. You know, I look for places that I can get, if I can find something simple, like I can find some kind of a protein, grilled protein, some kind of a veggie, and that's kind of what I'll go to. That's if I'm just trying to, like, again, get shit done. That's a get shit done trip. If I'm going somewhere and there's things that I want to try, then I will usually kind of hold out to be able to do that stuff. And I might just look for like something at a gas station to get me over. So like it might be stopping at like a Wawa's and grabbing something. Subway's actually also, well, they don't have pub subs everywhere, Kenneth, unfortunately, unless you're in Florida or where they have Publix. But Subway's also a good option. Anywhere that I can just find something simple, you know, that I, you know, can. And for me, I'm a volume eater. So whereas a lot of people are like, I'll just grab like a sandwich or like a something from a Wawa's, I'm sorry, that one little piece of food is not going to fill me up. And I know that. So I'm going to look for where I can get more whole foods because I want to have a more satiating meal. That's just me though. So it's just not going to make me feel full. So it was funny this weekend when I had pizza, I was talking to my friend. I'm like, I ordered 2 pieces of pizza and I'm like, cause you can order by the slice here. I'm like, I was good after one, but I'm like, but I guess I should eat the other one because I already planned it. Because I was honestly didn't think that one was going to be enough. So maybe I was wrong on that. Maybe I don't need that much volume. But yeah, that's what I typically do. So, you know, I don't know, Scott, how do you handle when you're on the road, when you're thinking about nutrition, what goes through your head when you're trying to find something quick?
So a lot of times I'm in a group and I don't have the choice. So then I just look at the menu. I look for grilled chicken, if at all possible. I look for if I can sub in a veggie instead of fries, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then for fast food, it's like Chipotle or, you know, the one year at the games, we did Panera salads just because it was convenient.
Yeah.
And you can get grilled chicken at Panera.
You can pretty much, to be honest, guys, you can pretty much find something anywhere. Like Chinese food. Guys, Chinese food is probably people think that Chinese food is the easiest place to get healthy food, if you're smart, is a Chinese restaurant because you can order any of their meals steamed. So you can order chicken and broccoli steamed or, you know, their chicken and veggies steamed and they don't put any oil in it. They steam it. You can keep all the sauces on the side. You get plain white rice and you're good to go. Like it's really easy to eat healthy. And if you wanted to, you could ask them for a side of like avocado or something like that, because they have that stuff there. What I normally do is I don't order off the menu. I think about what I need and I try and piece it together based on that. But again, just like Scott said, sometimes you don't have control because you're just left to the devices. Then it's just making the best choices.
And you're right. A lot of restaurants have healthy choices, mm-hmm. even have lighter fare menus on a lot of things.
Yeah.
Now it's really not that hard. Where you can't do it is like Burger King, McDonald's. They've taken away all the healthy options.
I know, it's ridiculous. Yeah, it really is.
Like you just have to avoid the major burger chains.
Yeah.
But everybody else pretty much has, even Wendy's has salads and stuff.
That's why it's like, and it's not that much harder. Like I mentioned before, looking for a grill house also, if you have that option, because even though it's not a drive-through, it's not that quick. You can call ahead or use your phone now and order ahead. And you're pretty much just going to walk in and walk out with the food anyways. So if you know you're getting hungry, what I've always done is about 30 minutes before, I'm going to pull out my Google Maps and I'm going to click restaurant and it's going to pull up whatever's locally. And I'm going to kind of look in my route oh, that'll be a good place to stop. And I'll pull it up and I'll figure it out and order it, you know? So that's usually how I get things done.
Here's a great example. This happened not that long ago. We went to a pub and on the menu was fish and chips, but they gave you the option that you could get grilled fish. So I said, can I do that? And instead of French fries, can I have double broccoli?
Yeah.
And they said, sure. So I had grilled fish and double broccoli and super healthy meal.
Yeah. And I think that people just have to, y'all don't be afraid of asking for what you need, right? Just because it's not on the menu doesn't mean you can't order it. It's just, that's the menu because that's what they put out there. You know, if they have those foods as a component of things, they will send it. They will be able to make it. Now, here's a funny story about that, because when I ordered pizza this weekend, I was like, oh, I'll just ask them for some grilled chicken because I'll just throw it on my salad. So, but there wasn't a way for me to order grilled chicken. I knew they had it because they sold a grilled chicken salad. So I put in, when I ordered it, I put, can I get a side of grilled chicken in like this in the notes? And when I got there, this big Italian guy walks out and I'm like, hi, I ordered some pizza and I was just curious if you saw my note about the grilled chicken. He's like, it's raw. I'm like, oh, you don't just have like grilled chicken? He's like, no, we cook everything fresh. So it was good to know that at this local pizza place that they don't just throw frozen ass pre-cooked grilled chicken on there. They actually had to cook it. But so just make sure that you do ask ahead for things like that, because sometimes they don't just have it ready for you. I assume that they just had like pre-made chicken that they just threw on a salad, but they don't. But
so another thing is that I've learned, when you modify your order, usually you get fresher food.
Agreed. Yeah. Although it does usually cost you more money though, too. I will say that. Yeah, I forgot. There was a girl, I forget where I follow her on. It might've been Instagram. She was talking about her Chick-fil-A order. And like a normal Chick-fil-A meal, I don't even know how much it normally is, but the order ended up costing her like $18 when she was done for like the salad she ordered, the grilled chicken. It was just like funny, but it was a really healthy meal. It just, you know, whatever. Kenneth, I could have gotten a side of the fresh chicken, but it wouldn't have been ready. He was going to have to cook it. And I was like, don't worry about it, dude. It's fine. Don't stress about it. I'll just take my pizza. And I had shrimp at home, so it was fine. I just threw shrimp on a salad. It was fine.
And when I stayed with Cheryl at the games in 2020. When she says she's a volume eater, that's not an exaggeration. Like, she would sit down with a Tupperware bowl of salad.
I am.
It was massive. If it was chicken and rice, it was chicken and rice. Like, she doesn't mess around.
My cereal at night is about 3 servings of cereal.
And then she was mixing it with Halo Top ice cream.
Yep.
And so she'd have dry cereal with Halo Top ice cream mixed together.
Yeah.
And sit on the couch and eat that for her night snack.
Now I do Ninja Creamy. Saves me a bunch of money. Scott, you got to get the Ninja Creamy.
Get the deck fixed before.
We're going into the summer months. Just think about how nice it would be to have.
You don't have to convince me. It's just my money has other priorities.
Yeah. First Form just came out with a new flavor, peaches and cream. And I've not really ever been like a peaches and cream, but I'm like, that actually sounds kind of refreshing to put in my Ninja Creamy and maybe making like a peaches and cream ice cream. But anyways, I don't know. I sent Stephanie a recipe. Stephanie is my assistant. There was one I saw online for a homemade McFlurry, an Oreo McFlurry. And she's like, you're going to put Oreos in it? I'm like, it's only 2 Oreos. Like, come on. And she's like, but that's a waste of calories. I'm like, not really, if it makes it taste good. But anyways, you broke 2. You know what's funny?
WY2742.
I broke my first Ninja Creamy. I did. I don't know how I did it. I don't know what was up with like the blade wasn't all the way on or something. So I started it and then I'm like, this doesn't sound right. And I go over there and it's like catching on fire. Like it was like red. I'm like, oh man, shit. And I turned it off and it like burned out the motor. But yeah, my now is working.
Did they back it or did you have to get a new one?
I returned it. They let me take it back. So it was fine. I was my first time using it. I obviously just didn't put it together. Right. But I just like, hey, this thing is broken. And I just got a new one. So.
Lots of hotels with decent kitchens. We know that. That's what we did at the games that year. We had a little kitchenette.
Yep. I always look for Residence Inn. That's always my go-to. They're not going to be bougie, but they're pretty decent hotels. They're usually better 3 stars plus. The other thing is I know that most of the Residence Inns, this is how I know a bad hotel. I've learned this. I will not stay in a hotel that does not have central air conditioning. So if there's one of those window units, I'm not staying there. I've learned that the hard way.
No, that's still an option.
Huh?
I thought that was never, I was going to say a bad joke. Never mind.
Yeah, no, I won't. I won't stay anymore. I've learned that. Yeah. So now before I stay, I call them, do you guys have central air conditioning? If they don't, I'm like, nope, I'm not going to like this hotel and I won't go there. So, yeah, but.
So with LDY 2742, same blade broke. They sent a new one, but the blade stopped staying on.
Yeah, I just literally took the whole thing back. I'm like, hey, this thing isn't working. And I got a new one. I didn't even make a mention. I'm like, something's not right with this thing. Target, that Target, they don't say anything to you. Most places will take everything back. But yeah, so I feel like this week's got its recovery from the stress. So let's go back to the project before we finish up on this. What's next with the project? You got it all cleaned up.
So if you saw the pictures, they're still like the posts.
Yep.
So I have to get those out of the ground. So it is, I have to buy a sledgehammer and a pry bar. And then I'm going to try to get those up out of the ground.
You really are getting ready for the CrossFit Games.
Yeah. So that is the next step. Then it's build the mini deck that's going to be just on the door. Mm-hmm. Then it's going to be a gravel and paver combo floor with a gas fire pit in the middle. And then it's going to have flower boxes and veggie boxes around the outside that doesn't have trees already.
So you're planning on becoming a little gardener.
So we used to have a garden when I first moved here, but the animals would eat a lot of what we did. Yeah. So with this, we're going to be able to raise it up off the ground and keep it out of the reach of the little bunny rabbits that.
Yeah. You know what I'm having an issue with? Just talking about this lawn stuff. Two things. One, I actually do want to take better care of my lawns. So I've been... Anybody lawn specialist out there, I got to figure out how to get your lawn to grow better when the soil's like not good. And I've been reading about like grass food and stuff that I never thought I'd be looking at this shit. So I'm trying to take better care of my lawn. But two, what is up with all the daddy long legs in my house? Not in my house, but like in my garage. It's like I get them all out and 2 days later, there's 20 more again. Can't figure it out.
They have lots and lots of babies at a time.
It's driving me crazy. I'm like, why are they? They're like, they're freaking. I literally get them all out today. I'm going to move a dumbbell. I'm like, oh my God, there's this freaking spider. And I know that they're just daddy long legs. They don't really bother me that much, but they're like everywhere in my garage and it's just driving me crazy. So
the grass thing, there's actually a company that makes the chemicals the chemicals for your lawn based on where you live.
Hmm.
I think it's called Sunday.
Okay.
They send you a bag, you hook it to your hose and just spray it over the lawn.
Hmm.
And they send it to you for each month, for the climate, the area, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I just found it. That's awesome. Well, look at that. You just saved me the stress of going on freaking HomeDepot.com and figuring out what fertilizer I need to get and all this stuff. I'm just like not good at this stuff.
Yeah. They just send it to your home and you just hook it to your hose and away you go.
That's awesome. All right, cool. Now you got to give me the tips for the daddy long legs.
That I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's some about eucalyptus.
I don't know, man.
Like, bad. They don't like the smell of eucalyptus or something.
Yeah, I guess I can buy like a bug spray too, but my mom gets me all freaked out about toxins. My mom is very like weird about toxins. And it's funny because she's not worried about toxins for people. She's like, Cheryl, you can't expose Jack to these toxins. I'm like, what about me? She's worried about the cat. She's so worried about the cats getting poisoned. I'm like, what about me? So anyways, all right, we're getting off topic a little bit, but it's all good. So yeah, I feel like this week, Scott, you've had a stressful weekend labor-wise. Hopefully this weekend is not stress less, because I'm sure there's going to be some stress or trap, but hopefully it's fun stress. I mean, you're going to be going, watching some cool people. Maybe you guys do go out to dinner. And that's the other thing is like this weekend, maybe you do have a night out and you and Jamie and your wife and y'all go out to get dinner, like, you know, enjoy it a little bit. That's what you work hard for. Keep yourself.
And we know what Jamie's husband, Aaron, very well now, like they're really good friends of ours. And so part of this is just going to get to see my friends. So
yeah, for sure. I'm going to be watching. Well, I don't know when. I haven't decided if I'm doing the quarterfinals or not. I'm going to be honest. I know I need to. I know I should. If my goals are to get back into competition, I need to do them. Just sucks like not feeling like I'm 100% healthy. But just like I told you, doing like the open workouts, like it's not about that. It's about just doing it. So workouts get released tomorrow. I don't know exactly when I'm doing it. Again, they have a bunch of people that are signed up for it. I will probably try and go around the time that the other athletes are going there. There is a core group of them, so we'll see. But yeah, so.
All right. Well, that's today.
Yeah, Corey has a good point. Yeah. I don't think so. In fact, Corey, what's funny is I was, I just started a new Facebook group. Anybody on here, it's called CrossFit Nutrition. It's a group dedicated just to CrossFitters that are looking to dial in their nutrition. And yesterday I made a post about essentially the teeter-totter of where I feel like we are all looking to find balance of. And on one side of this seesaw, I had performance, and the other side I had aesthetics. And at the balanced point, I had health, right? And so the reason I'm mentioning this is because Corey wrote, is anyone ever 100% healthy in our space? And the reality is that most athletes are not as healthy as they could be. You know, athletes typically are walking the fine line of pushing themselves, even if they are, you know, working a full-time job and trying to compete, because they are still doing things usually when their body's telling them that they shouldn't be. And they're doing that for the state of competition or for seeing what they're capable of. And so actually, Corey, most athletes are borderline unhealthy at part of the year. Hopefully at other parts of the year that they do find themselves healthier.
So. LDY with $4.99. Thank you so much. Do what you can, support the Masters.
Woohoo! Coffee time.
Yeah, awesome. We always appreciate the support.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah. And that's what our Versus series is, or Through the Ages, whatever you, Versus the Ages, whatever. I don't think we've settled on anything. We have an 18-year-old going this weekend. We have a 67-year-old going this weekend, and we have a 40-year-old.
That's awesome. And
so you see the range of ages. That's what we're trying to highlight this weekend.
67 years old. So my dad's 60th birthday is coming up. And if anybody has any ideas for me for birthday ideas for 60th birthday, let me know. Judy, it's really simple. CrossFit Nutrition. Couldn't get more original than that. Asked,
what's the name of the Facebook group?
That's
CrossFit
it.
Nutrition.
Yeah. Try to keep it simple until CrossFit tells me to take it down.
Corey says his right calf and left shoulder is nagging right now, but that ain't going to stop me from going 100%.
Yeah, that was me last year.
The key question, will it stop you from dancing before each event?
So, Corey, that was me last year. And that's how, this is how this ended me. November of 2022, the shoulder injury that had been bothering me from 3 years finally got bad enough to where I was like, I'm done. Haven't been able to snatch over 125 pounds because it hurts. I'm done. I'm going to have surgery. And then my right hamstring started to bother me a little bit. Wasn't too bad. I can push through. Before I knew it, I tore the right hamstring. Left one was bothering me as well. A couple of weeks later, tore the other one. And last year was healing a shoulder tear surgery with bilateral hamstring tears. And I kept going until I developed such bad ankle tendonitis that now I can't even walk without pain. That's just what happens when you don't know how to stop. So, but my hamstrings are almost better and my shoulder feels great. If I can just get the ankle under control now, I think I'll be back to 100% again.
Corey says, I already know the answer to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to dance for everything.
Oh, good. Is he a dancer?
He dances when, I've known Corey for a little bit and I saw him at Masters Fitness Collective compete for the first time. What I'll tell you is when Corey knows it's his event, you'll see him dance right before it. Mm. Like when he's in that groove, like he's in that zone and he knows he's going to shake a tail feather.
It's funny. We all have our thing. So when I was competing, whenever I compete, when I'm getting ready to go, I always shake my legs. Like my legs, like you'll see me like my legs go like left and right. Like I just can't stay still. That's my like adrenaline rush before I don't know. It's weird, but just can't. But anyways, yeah, be careful, Corey. It ain't worth it. So
it was fun getting to meet him in a competition setting. And the guy, I don't think had ever done a 3-day comp before. And so he smiled from Friday through Saturday. When Sunday came, it was, he's like, boss, I'm tired. And you could just see like everything coming out of his body.
Yeah.
Like, I just got to finish and I don't know how.
Yeah. Yeah. It's 3-day competitions is no joke. It's going to be kind of cool. Semifinals. They're doing like a community event. I saw that. That'll be kind of fun for anybody that wants to go watch and stuff like that. I'm actually going to make that my birthday present to myself this year. So I'm going to take a little trip, drive up to Tennessee, get a little vacay in and see some semifinals.
So Kenneth, I wouldn't call it an Irish jig. I would call it more of a cha-cha. Hmm? So yeah.
Yeah.
It's more of like a little tight cha-cha where he just kind of, you know.
Well, maybe this year Corey will be at the Legends, right? That's the goal, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, with that, going to get back to life. We'll see everybody next week. We'll report out how the weekend went. And we'll have a full check-in this Thursday to report back on. With that, we'll see everybody then. Thank you so much. You guys are the best. Love y'all. Bye. Bye. C4 Energy, Extend, and CelluCor are delivering the most effective, best-tasting, and highest-quality products for you. Get 20% off when you use the code Clydesdale at checkout at C4energy.com. That's C4energy.com. And now back to the interview.